Hey, welcome to the More Than Money podcast. This is Chris Burns. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes with us. All right, Social Security. Dum, dum, dum. That was my best. That's the best I can do. I'm sorry. It's early. I'm recording this early. Okay, Social Security is a massive question mark for a lot of people. Almost every client who walks into our office has concerns and questions about, A, how do they best utilize Social Security in the future? And then B, kind of in the back of everybody's mind is this thing really going to be there? And there was a big report that came out. The government every year puts out a report about the financial health of the program. So we're going to dig into that today because there is so much, and we talk about this a lot, right? But hype by the media about Social Security. And often, if you were just to read the articles put out, you would go, this thing is doomed and we're all going to die. You know, it's blood on the streets. And so that's not really reality, but it's really important to understand how to best use this tool and to have a realistic picture of what it's going to look like in the future. So whether you're 25 or 55, this really matters to you. And I encourage you to, if you have any questions as you listen, jump on my website. It's mylifeismore.com. You can ask anything. I will get back to you personally. Again, mylifeismore.com. And enjoy the show. So let's jump in. Now, every year the government puts out a study about Social Security where it talks about the financial viability of the program. And let's be honest, we have known for a number of years that if things continue as they are, right, if we don't change anything, Social Security will run out of money, specifically the trust fund, which right now is trillions of dollars, will run dry by 2034. That was what it said last year. That's what it said this year again. The only difference this year, there was a few minor differences, but one of the main things is that we have to dip into that trust fund unexpectedly this year because of the tax reform last year. There's less income coming into Social Security than was anticipated, and so we actually have to dip into the trust fund for the first time since 1982. But while that makes headlines, the reality is that the big picture is about the same. That we see the trust fund running out of money by 2034. Now, every year when this comes out, it's an opportunity for the media to make massive articles about why Social Security is in ruin and we're going to be in trouble. And a lot of people overblow this, not because it's not a big deal, because it is a big deal, but they overblow it because it's not really new information, but they make it sound like, holy cow, it's the end of the world, when it's really something we've known for a while. And I'll give you an example of that in a second. But I will say this. For years and years and years now, we have seen an increasing number of younger people assume they will have no Social Security benefits long term. So most people that come into my office that are under the age of 50, when we talk about Social Security, when I bring it up as part of their income plan, their response to me is normally what? It's normally, yeah, I don't expect that it's going to be there. And I think this is a mistake, and I want to tell you why. This is really, really important, okay? The reason this is a mistake is because the assumption there is that we're going to continue without any changes, and then in 2034, everyone's benefits, according to the math of this, is going to have to be cut by almost a quarter, by 23%. But do you really think that politicians are going to be okay with getting to that point and just going, well, I guess millions of Americans are about to get a massive cut in Social Security? Friends, the whole reason they don't talk about Social Security now is because even the mention of changing anyone's benefits is almost a guarantee you're not going to get elected. Okay, so are they really just going to sit and let it fall apart? No, there's plenty of ways they can change the system. Those could be painful. Those might be difficult. Long term, they might have some negative impact on our country, but is it really going to go away? I think it's naive in many ways to assume it's just going to lapse. We're going to let it go away. Here's some of the ways that could change, okay? For one thing, currently, payroll taxes are what fund the Social Security program, all right? And currently, if you make more than about $124,000 a year, every dollar above that is no longer subject to Social Security taxes. One thing that could be done is simply remove that cap and say that all income, all regular W-2 wages are going to be subject to Social Security payroll taxes. Okay, that would be a huge boost in income. Do I want that to happen? No, I don't like tax increases, but they could do that, and that would change the math of this pretty quickly. Another thing that could be changed is the full retirement age for Social Security could be increased. So in essence, they could say, you got to wait a little longer to get your benefits or to get the good benefits. And if they do that, again, more the math shifts and there's more longevity to the program. Another thing that could change is the cost of living adjustments that are given. The government could continue to decrease the year-over-year cost of living adjustments. They've done that before. They could continue to do that. There's lots of ways that this could be tweaked to continue the program. So to say, you know, just with anxiety, it's going to go away, the sky is falling, is really not realistic. And yet every year the media does this. Let me go back to my favorite publication, Market Watch, who I regularly pick on for this kind of stuff, and read you what the front page was here. Listen to this. New warnings about cuts to Social Security are a reason to worry. Well, great. That's a great start, all right? And then our friend from Market Watch, this is Paul Brandis. Paul says, I'll try to read it in my best The Sky is Falling voice. You've spent a lifetime paying into Social Security, but there's no guarantee that you'll get out of it what you've put in. In fact, the way things are looking today, the odds aren't looking too good. Thank you, Paul. Thank you. Blood on the streets. That was my favorite quote from Market Watch earlier this year. There's going to be blood on the streets. The odds aren't looking too good. All right, Paul. That's naive. It's not healthy to sit and go, your benefits are about to be cut dramatically, because that assumes something that we've never seen from our politicians, a backbone. It assumes that our politicians would actually say, you know what, this isn't okay. We're going to make broad, sweeping changes that aren't popular because it's the right thing to do, right? And the reality is that that's not going to happen, right? It's not going to happen. So yes, changes will be made. What frustrates me, and I talk about this a lot, I talked about it on our update this week, every day on WSB, we do a 1 minute update on the radio talking about what's going on in the world. And when this news came out a few days ago, we did the update, and I talked about just this reality of, you know what? What frustrates me is that we're leaving this to our children to figure out. Will it be figured out? Yeah, not perfectly, but it will be figured out. But we're leaving it to our kids. We keep pushing back responsibility for fixing this program over and over. No one's willing to talk about it right now. It's totally just ignored and acts like it's going to be fine when we all know it's not going to be fine. It's the strangest case of societal avoidance ever. But we do it, and so we just push it right along to our children and grandchildren, which I'm sure will thank us for that long term. It can be changed. I would love it if we would have the guts to look at it in the face and begin dealing with it. But again, for those of you trying to plan for retirement right now, I don't think it's healthy to assume this is not going to be there. So first and foremost, most importantly, as you look at the next 10, 20 years until you retire, don't assume Social Security is not going to be there. That's not helpful. I think it is going to be there. It might have some changes in the process, but there's going to be something there. Okay, that's first off. We'll dig into the second point I want to make about this in a second. But if you're just joining us, this is Chris Burns. You're listening to More Than Money, and we're talking about Social Security, which is a massive hot button issue for so many of you. So if you have questions about what you're hearing, or if you just flat disagree with me, or you want to dig deeper into it, jump on my website. It's mylifeismore.com. You can ask anything. I will get back to you personally. Again, mylifeismore.com. So first and foremost, I think Social Security is going to be there. Unfortunately, our current leadership is not willing to look at it and deal with it and begin to make healthy changes. So I think those changes will come down the road. But they're going to change, but the program is not just going to go away. Okay. And if that's the case, then we need to know how to plan for it. And the problem is Social Security is incredibly complex. Let me give you an example of this. Try and stick with me here, because if you're close to retirement, almost everyone who comes into my office wants to talk about Social Security planning. And of course, we spend a lot of time on that, because if you're going to make an income plan, if you're going to talk about what does my life look like in retirement, then guaranteed income is massive, right? So much of the income that folks pool today. We're the first generation ever right now that are retiring with what I call a market-driven retirement. Your grandparents had pensions, most of them. So a lot of them had so much guaranteed income that any investments they had were just gravy. But today, that equation has flipped. Most of you listening right now, the bulk of your retirement is liquid investments in the market that you're going to be drawing on for income. And so that makes guaranteed income massive, because what do you do when the market's dropping? Right? If the market is dropping, I have clients who in 2008, when they weren't my clients, were losing money in the market and had to pull money out to live on, and it was devastating their portfolio. If you are in a market-driven retirement scenario where you've got to pull money from this thing that's going up and down, if it's going down and you're pulling money from it, that's problematic. So guaranteed income, money that you can count on to come in, regardless of what the market is doing, becomes so very important. And Social Security is a massive chunk of that, right? For almost everyone. So we've got to understand it. We've got to dig into it. We can't just avoid it. Even by just going, well, it's not going to be there. We've got to look it in the face and say, how do we best take advantage of this thing? Regardless of our politics, regardless of whether we like the program, how do we best take advantage of this to put us in the healthiest place in retirement? So, with that in mind, I had a client come in the last few weeks. It's a great example of the complexity of this, and I want you to kind of hear it. And the primary thing I want you to pull from this is you've got to spend time to get this right. This is not intuitive stuff, okay? So I had a client come in. He is 68. He is still working. His wife is 65. She has stopped working, okay? Now, his full retirement age was age 65. Again, that's an age that Social Security as a program gave for when he could have turned on his benefits and still continued working, but begun receiving benefits. He decided to wait. Every year that you wait, you get about an 8% bump in your benefits. You can wait until you're 70. So his plan was, I'm going to wait till I'm 70. Okay? Now, a few years ago, he would have done something called file and suspend. It was very popular. And what it would look like is, at full retirement age, he could have filed for his Social Security benefits, but then suspended them and waited till he was 70 to take it. But by doing that, it would have allowed his wife, who's a few years younger, once she hit her full retirement age, which she's coming up on, to start taking a portion of his benefits called a spousal benefit. She could have even done it sooner than that. All right. And that was very popular, because then the spouse could start taking their benefit based on his record, even while he waited and let his overall benefit keep rolling up. And if you're confused already, just remember the point of this is to say this is complex stuff. Now, the problem is Social Security did away with file and suspend in 2015. So now it's a whole new world of, well, how do you maximize your benefits? And for this couple, they hadn't done anything. They were just going to wait till he was 70. But they actually have an option a lot of people don't know about, okay? His wife can file for her benefits, okay, because he hasn't filed his yet. She actually did work for many years. Even though her benefit's not massive, hers is going to be like $800 a month, she can go ahead and file for her benefits now, excuse me, and start receiving them, and he can file for a spousal benefit. So even though his benefit, if he filed for it, is way bigger, because he hasn't done that yet, he can actually file as a spouse on her benefit and begin taking that, which gives him half of her benefit. So he's still working, but she's getting a benefit. He gets half her benefit. And then when he turns 70, they're going to flip it. When he turns 70, he's going to flip, turn on his benefit, which is way higher. And then she's going to change hers to a spousal benefit off of his, which is half of, and now we're really going to get confusing, half of what his would have been at full retirement age. And if you're confused now, that's totally okay, because here's the point. They didn't recognize all the options they had to get the maximum amount of money possible from Social Security. And if you hear nothing else today, hear this. A, Social Security is still going to be around, so we got to deal with it. And B, you've got to dig deep to understand this stuff. You paid into this program for decades. Get every dollar out that you can. If you are in your 60s right now, and you don't have a Social Security strategy, you have no idea exactly what you're going to do, or you have doubt in your mind that you truly understand all your options, please, please take some time to really understand what's in front of you, because you paid in for decades. You deserve every dollar you can get from this program, and the only way to make sure you've got that is some intensive, intentional planning. You could be leaving hundreds of dollars. This couple was leaving literally hundreds of dollars on the table every single month because they just didn't know it existed. And I promise you this, the Social Security office is not going to give you a call and say, hey, look, I'm sorry, Mr. Burns, you could have been taking this benefit. Did you know you were missing money from the government? They're not going to give you a call. Okay, but it's complex. So if these two things are true, if it's still going to be there, which I think it is, okay, it's going to have to change, but it's still going to be around. And if that means you are going to be someone taking this over a long period of time, then please make sure you don't leave money on the table and you dig in and understand all your options. Well, that's what I did with this couple. We were able to sit down, look at their situation and say, there are hundreds of dollars a month that are already available to you. You've already worked for it. You've already put into the system for it. You just didn't know that existed because the strategies have changed even in the last 2 to 3 years. Because of changes in government regulations on this. So if you don't know what you're missing or you're not sure, please take a minute. Call our office. I'd love to sit down with you, meet you in person, meet you over Skype, over the phone, for a free introductory consultation where we talk about your situation, because it is not okay to have worked for all the years that you have, put so much money away, and then just leave money on the table. You need to know the strategy that's best for you. And this is only the tip of the iceberg. The example I just gave is the tip of the iceberg here, because there are so many variables that go into how Social Security is built. No surprise there. Our government's not into simplicity, okay? It's complex, and yet it dramatically, practically impacts your day-to-day life. So if you want that free consultation, please jump on my website. It's mylifeismore.com. You can sign up for that time with me, Chris Burns. Again, mylifeismore.com. That can be in person in one of our offices in Atlanta, or it could be over the phone or Skype or FaceTime, whatever works. So we can connect. We have clients around the country. I would love to take that time and help you understand.